This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, tribes respond to a Trump administration proposal to alter permitting for hydropower projects, and Native youth are having their own convention alongside that of the National Congress of the American Indians this week in Seattle. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Last week, more than a dozen tribes commented on a proposal by the Trump administration to let developers obtain preliminary permits for hydropower projects on reservations in spite of tribal opposition. KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio has more. Insert Gabriel's rap here, coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Young Native people from across the country are gathered in Seattle this week, developing their leadership skills and discussing tribal issues, including sovereignty and policymaking. They're taking part in the National Congress of American Indians Youth Convention, which is being held alongside NCII's annual convention. Shania Wachinio is an 8th grade student from the Saboba Band in Southern California. Insert cut here. Crystal Williams, vice chair of the Coushatta Tribe of Louisiana, says it's important to have young people be part of NCAI's gathering. Insert cut here. And 161 young people ages 14 to 24 are attending the youth convention. They're also encouraged to attend the main NCAI general sessions and meetings to hear from tribal leaders from across Indian country. Both events run through Friday. And on this day in 1895, the Nez Perce Indian Reservation in Idaho was opened up to white settlers. After encroachment, war, and a gold rush compromised the previous treaty's defined boundaries, prevailing white sentiment deemed the unfarmed and undeveloped areas as surplus, leading to the further breaking up of lands held by the Namipu. And it's also the birthday of Wilma Mankiller, born in 1945. She became the first woman to be elected principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. A lifelong advocate of Native and women's rights, Mankiller said she was largely inspired by the 1969 occupation of Alcatraz by indigenous activists. She died in 2010 with friend and feminist icon Gloria Steinem by her side. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.